Red Sox Nation is suffused with anticipation and anxiety as our boys of summer take the field. After a season in the cellar of the American League East, the issue in Boston is whether a revamped lineup and a new all-star pitcher, David Price, can turn around the fortunes of the storied franchise. In Pawtucket, the stakes may be even higher. The Paw Sox seek to bounce back from a public relations disaster that saw attendance at McCoy Stadium drop to its lowest level since 1993. A team that regularly drew more than 600,000 fans for many years dropped below 500,000 last summer. Many factors are in play in this decline. The parent club in Boston had an awful record. The demographics of baseball are changing as younger fans migrate to the vast array of 21st century sports entertainment options, from the year-round obsession with the New England Patriots football team to a new love for soccer in these parts and the ubiquity of sports video games and social media. But everyone, even top Paw Sox executives, acknowledge the damage done by the team's new ownership. The new owners, led by the late Rhode Island power broker James Skeffington, left a bitter taste among fans by proposing to move the club from cozy, albeit dated, McCoy Stadium to a gleaming new ballpark on the Providence waterfront. What made this plan even harder to swallow was the Paw Sox request for $120 million in state subsidies and tax breaks to finance construction of a new ballpark. This proposal crashed amid a cascade of criticism from fans and taxpayers alike. Then came the team's initial attitude that if they didn't get a juicy public subsidy, they'd consider moving the team outside Rhode Island. The reaction in Pawtucket was furious. The birthplace of America's Industrial Revolution is a seen better days community, and locals viewed the departure of the Paw Sox as another economic and psychic blow. The product on the field was as good as ever. Great baseball at affordable prices. You can still take a carload of kids to a game at McCoy for less than a parking spot anywhere near Fenway Park. Now the Paw Sox are back at McCoy for a new season. There are no current plans to move the team. The new president, Dr. Charles Steinberg, is a veteran baseball executive known for public relations savvy. He and team investor Larry Lucchino are engineering a reset. Steinberg and Lucchino worked in the offseason to build a new relationship with Pawtucket Mayor Donald Grebian. Tony Pires, Grebian's administration director, says there's been a 180-degree turn in the team's relationship with the city. Steinberg's been on a marketing blitz, saying what fans want to hear. He frankly acknowledges the need to win back their trust. The team is rolling out a slew of promotions. Ticket prices will remain low, and kids will still be allowed to run the bases after Sunday afternoon games. In an interview, Steinberg invoked the legacy of the revered Ben Mondor, the late businessman and native Rhode Islander who bought the bankrupt Pawtucket franchise, turned its fortunes around, and saved minor league baseball for Rhode Island. This is a crucial season for the Paw Sox. If fans pack McCoy Stadium, it will be more difficult for team owners to make an economic argument for moving. City government is looking at what it would take to refurbish McCoy. Shaking loose some state bond money would also help keep the team in its rightful place. McCoy's a historic venue, site of the longest professional baseball game ever. Yet it has few of the modern amenities, such as luxury boxes and function rooms, that bring business to minor and major league parks. The team has to rebuild its link to the community, but the fans must come back, or the Paw Sox's longtime slogan of "Where the Dreams Begin" could mean they start somewhere else.